Let's talk this morning a little bit about this idea of baptism. What does it really mean? Let me give you some different angles on it so maybe you can see it afresh. Your baptism is that moment when you get it. When you get your life's purpose. When you get your meaning. When one day you wake up and you say, I think I know what I was created for. Now in that sense, I think an awful lot of people are not baptized. they're just on cruise control. They're just going through the motions of life. Get married, get a job, go to school, have children, die. And they think that's their life's purpose. Now notice, and it's very telling, that this doesn't happen to Jesus till he's 30 years old. So you see the artificiality, and I'm not against it, I've done it myself, but of baptizing babies. There's no way a child, at the same moment the water is poured over their head, understands their life purpose. But we did it in the early centuries to include the children in the church. It should have been really named a blessing of children, because it isn't really baptism. Baptism is when you get it. The word we would probably use is initiation. It's when you're initiated into, this is what I'm for. This is what I'm here for. This is my life's purpose. Now many might call, when they graduate from school, their initiation, maybe their first sexual experience, maybe when they marry, maybe when they have children. All of those might be, but usually they're not. They're just gradual openings of the door. So little by little, you can sense, this might be who I am. This is what my life is about. But it has to come together. And I hope at least some of you have had such moments, although it doesn't have to happen in one moment. Often it dawns on us over a period of time, which I think is why, again, we have Jesus doing it at 30. But note the other significant thing in this gospel. It isn't actually something he does. In fact, he insists that it's done to him. This is no small point. He submits to John the Baptist, who would seem to be inferior to him, doing it to him. Your life's purpose is given to you. It's the task within the task. You undergo it. You submit to it. You allow it. You surrender to it. You fall into it. You don't really steer your ship in that direction. It very often comes in a moment of humiliation, failure, falling apart. The first major fight after you get married, perhaps. When you have to decide, do I really want to love this woman? Do I really know how to love this man? And then you decide, you know, I'm going to make that my life's purpose. To learn how to love. That's what I'm here for. So it's never the task itself. It's not just going to school. It's not just being married. It's not just having children. It's what does being married mean for me now? In this one life that I have, and you know you only get one chance, and you're all in the middle of it right now. And again, I'm going to repeat what I said at the beginning. A lot of people are not baptized. They're just on cruise control. They're just surviving each day, going through the motions of living. But they never fall into, they never undergo that deeper surrender to their deeper life's purpose. And so Jesus says, no, it is fitting that I do this, that I allow this to be done to me. Now, if you're not into allowing, surrendering, trusting, failing, falling, you probably will never be baptized. You won't. Because it doesn't come in moments of greatness. It much more comes in moments of failure. For many years, I studied everything I could and then conducted for 15 years male initiation rites. We started them up here at Ghost Ranch in 1996. The men that it usually blew out of the water were men between 35 and 55. They had to have lived a bit, loved a bit, failed a bit, sinned a bit, and woken up one day and said, what does it all mean? What's it all for? Where is it all going? And those were the ones who were ready to be initiated, to be baptized. So baptism isn't just pouring water. We've been pouring water over Catholics' heads for centuries. Look at every European country. Most of them had water poured over their head when they were 8 days old, like I had. Did it make any difference? I don't think so. In fact, for the most part, it didn't make a bit of difference. Huh? They lived their life pretty much just like everybody else. There had been no undergoing of a deeper experience of God, of a deeper experience of themselves. That's what it means to discover your soul. We've spent far too much time saving souls, and most people haven't even found their souls yet. You can't save something you haven't found. Your soul is your deeper life's purpose. And that's what you're a Christian for. That's why I hope you come here on Sunday mornings. You're not pleasing God by coming here. Oh, maybe God's happy. If God's happy, it's because you're happy. If you're growing up, then God is happy. But you don't need to pay any dues to earn God's love. You've got it already. The point is to surrender to it, to fully allow it, to let it become the deepest meaning and purpose and direction of your life. When that happens, at last, you're baptized.